This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Now, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You know, part of supporting us is, you know, buying the stuff we have. I have coffee cups and T-shirts and all kinds of fun stuff. And that's the way you support us. Because as you know, between Facebook and Google and YouTube, there's a lot of conservatives that they're trying to take down and trying to take out. You know, and again, you look at somebody like Diamond and Silk. They put up a piece last week about how with 1.5 million followers, they struggled during the week to get 30,000 views. The numbers don't match. People can't find these they can't find the shows when they go live. And not that Facebook is where it's all happening. Don't get me wrong. But there's money being made in those places by conservatives. Money being made off of their websites. So, and believe me, we're not making millions of bucks around here. Now, another group that drives me crazy, the most powerful information gathering organization on the planet, says that it found a bunch of information recently that it thought it had lost. Now, when you and I think about losing, you know, data, what have you, it's on computers. What's lost about it? It isn't that hard to go do a search or to have the computer actually do all the work for you. Not like the old days. We had to walk through aisles and aisles and aisles and piles of paper at a warehouse. This is easy stuff. Now, on Tuesday, the FBI restored 70 data tables that were missing from a 2016 Crime in the United States report, providing data that researchers consider crucial to their understanding of crime trends in the U.S. So I wonder if that means that something's going to change. I wonder if that means that those years that the Obama administration claimed that, you know, crime went down while they were in office, I wonder if that'll change. This yearly report is considered the gold standard for tracking crime stats. It's gathered from over 18,000 law enforcement agencies in cities all across the country. But the 2016 report, the first compiled under the Trump administration, was missing dozens of data tables that researchers need. In all these years, Obama administration goes out, the Trump administration comes in, and the data tables went missing? Now, the data tables were first noted as missing months ago in October of 2017. The 538 report on their absence, and that November, criminologists lodged their first complaint. Right? Yeah, I mean, oh my God. This is supposed to be the most trusted and powerful law enforcement agency on the planet. Let that sink in for a minute. FBI Director Christopher Wray said he faced congressional questioning over the missing data, which he promised would be restored in a few weeks. So in March 2018, the data had still, as of, had not been published. And five senators wrote a letter to Wray and Attorney General Sessions asking why the data hadn't been put back yet. Why hadn't it been restored? Why hadn't it been found? But now it's back up. The decision to publish the amendment. You know, again, they keep looking for these data tables. They keep, how do they go missing? I was in computers for 20 years. They either get corrupt and they're gone. You go back to a backup source, you pull them back in. This is stuff they use on a regular basis. This isn't new. You know, these aren't new problems they came up with. We've been having these for years with computers. Anyway, this is classic. I'm not going to try to finish it in this segment, but this is classic. Democrats are suing Russia, WikiLeaks, and the Trump campaign over conspiracy. So, this is a distraction. You guys know this, right? I don't, what, take them off track? Take people off track? They've had almost 2 years of this Russian investigation going on against Trump and Trump's team. The Mueller investigation isn't over yet. They're already filing suit. They must know something somebody else doesn't. I'm listening to some of the reports today. Basically, what it boils down to, that's not it at all. This suit has been filed pretty much 95% on the merits of newspaper articles. Can you imagine? The suit already faces legal obstacles because of the Justice Department's investigation into Russia's attack and the difficulties involved with suing a foreign government. See, they have to come up with a theory. They have no proof. Right? They're using Trump's comment that if the Russians have this data, the Russians should get this data and hand it over if they have it before he became president. I mean, seriously, people accuse me of stuff. I go, look, you have the proof? You have the data? Hand it over. Go get it. Have so-and-so get it. The conspiracy constituted an act of previously unimaginable treachery. The campaign of the presidential nominee of a major party in league with a hostile foreign power. I mean, wasn't this the same group that Hillary was tied to in the Russians in the dossier? I mean, all this came together, but it was the Democrats doing it all. So this is sick. This is sad and sick. Apparently, they've said it so much, they believe it now. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Truth.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
The 4th of July. I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, on the air and in the chat room and in the Facebook feed and wherever heck it is you're at. Look, if you're on the website, we have a live chat room there because I know a lot of people don't like Facebook. They don't want to be on Facebook, but they like feeling like they're part of the family, which is cool. I like that. So head over to the website. There's a live chat room there for, I actually like that one, too, because I don't feel like I'm giving any time to the FB guy, you know? The Zuckster, as I've been referring to him. Again, head up to the website, give me your email address. Always appreciate that. Look, the DNC is suing Russia, WikiLeaks, and the Trump campaign. I think this, look, first, I think it's just a distraction, obviously. And I think many of you agree with me. Number two, this is great. The loons haven't figured out what they've done. By doing, and matter of fact, many on the side of the left have said the same thing. Many of these outspoken spokeholes on TV have said the same thing. The DNC National Committee Chair, Tom Perez, is the one driving this. So, first of all, they've had a lousy fundraising last year or so. So let's go ahead and spend money on this. Now, I think they want to use it as a fundraiser partially. There's no winning this. You think about everything that they're doing. You think about what they're trying to get accomplished here. Yeah, this is not a winning situation for them. Now, the suit's going to face all kinds of legal obstacles. Again, partly because they have to go after Russia first, right? The conspiracy constituted an act of previously unimaginable treachery. That's what the campaign said. The presidential nominee of a major party in league with a hostile foreign power. Look, think about it. Were they really working with Trump in any way, shape, manner, or form? You didn't have to work with her. I mean, with him. She was doing it to herself. Ed Comey was doing it to her. So isn't it interesting? The crack-induced love that the left now has for Comey. Now they want to defend him. They wanted him tarred and feathered before. They wanted him gone. They wanted him removed from the FBI. And now he's their golden boy again. The guy who wanted Trump investigated for firing Comey is the guy that wrote the memo telling Trump to fire Comey. This is why I say they're either incredibly disingenuous and liars, or they're very high, very sick. The suit treats it a unified fact what Justice Department Special Counsel Robert Mueller is attempting to establish. And the Dems think that they can, I don't know, do they think it might happen faster? Right? Wouldn't it be better to let Mueller go through his investigation, and if he comes up that Trump is guilty or the team is guilty, then go after them? Now, Trump administration officials and campaign aides all deny they conspired with Russia, and there's still not one shred, not one dust speck of evidence that they have. There's actually plenty of evidence that the left did. So, when you look at the investigation for going on for almost 2 years now, who's abused what? Who's in collusion with who? Again, this is a sham lawsuit about a bogus Russian collusion, the claim filed by a desperate, dysfunctional, nearly insolvent Democratic Party. It's a true statement. Now, Trump allies in the White House sent a letter to the Justice Department early this week referring to cases of Hillary Clinton, former FBI Director James Comey, and other political enemies for potential prosecution, as well they should. You know, a real investigation needs to take place, not one that's drug out over years and years and years, but a real investigation needs to take place on the server and other things. A real investigation maybe needs to take place on the actual collusion that took place between, you know, Hillary, members of the DNC. How about the collusion about getting Bernie Sanders out of the race? I mean, what about that? They're all concerned about all this other stuff. And poor Bernie took a beating. I don't know. It just goes on. And this again, more craziness, more lunacy. And they really believe that if they say it long enough, and you see that some of them are actually believing what they've been saying, even though they knew it wasn't true when they started saying it. I can't. If this is real, The book Chasing Hillary, 10 Years, Two Presidential Campaigns, and One Intact Glass Ceiling. This really is coming out. It's going to be real. I can't wait to have this come out. A friend of mine, we got the book Shattered. It's written by a couple of insiders who actually like Hillary. They went through actually what took place, you know, inside the campaign, where she made her major mistakes. Now, it's funny, people close to her who like her worked on her campaign, and they're calling out what her mistakes are, but she can't. Maybe we're blushing that president. She can't even admit to the things that she's done wrong. Just saying. You know? Let me see. What else? Oh, when we come back, this is good. Did you know that 4 in 10 millennials don't know 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust? Well, a lot more than that. I mean, very uninformed. I won't even say uneducated because I don't want them to get mad. I don't want certain people to get mad at me. Let's call them uninformed. Because they've been educated, maybe poorly educated, still educated nonetheless. So more than one-fifth of millennials in the U.S., 22%, haven't heard of or aren't sure if they've heard of the Holocaust. Why? Why haven't parents shared this and how it happened and what brought it about and how much power the government actually had? It's funny how they throw out the word Hitler, they throw out the word Nazis, and they don't even know what it's about. So 22% of these kids at these rallies didn't even know what Hitler meant. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. You can't let me go. Go ahead, Daddy-o. Yeah. I ain't going to
We are back. You're listening to Real Tonight on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, send me an email if you don't want to, you don't want to hear yourself on the radio. Send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. You know, one of you guys slipped me a funny here a few minutes ago. The picture of a bunch of girls from the 70s in bell bottoms. And I showed it to Tammy, but one of the girls had a big, it was just round. There was nothing fancy about it. It was a round belt buckle, and it was so big, there's no way she was going to sit down with those pants on, you know, with the belt buckle on. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, just got a kick out of it. Let me get back to the story, right? Maybe I'll get back on track. And the bell bottoms, my God, you could make a second set of pants out of the bottom of the bells. There was so much material there.
Don't make me pull out a picture of you, Joe.
Yeah, no, thank you. Anyway, yeah. This is sad. We were doing this story in the last segment, but this was sad. You've got 6 million, you got a bunch of millennials. A bunch of kids coming out of school that don't know that there were over 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust. Some of them don't even know what the Holocaust is. And it came to me during the break that we've done a segment on this before where a lot of kids don't even know who Hitler was. What he did. How do you get out of school not knowing who Hitler is? How do you get out of school not knowing about the Holocaust and what was done? And on top of that, how do you not know how that government came about to the point to where Hitler was allowed to be in power? Right? I mean, think about it. It was social. Hitler was not a conservative. He was not a Christian. He was an occultist. This is what they're teaching these kids on college campuses, not high school, but college campuses. He went in to save the Germans after World War I. Because they had to pay reparations. Their economy couldn't handle it. They were in a bad way. But they're not being taught this stuff. Remember, it's really funny how they hold people like Castro and Guevara and Hugo Chavez. They hold them up in high esteem, these young kids. And they don't realize what they did. You know, talk about Marxism and Mao. They hold these people up in high esteem because they wanted to take care of everybody. No, they didn't. The weak and infirm, you know how they took care of them? They put a bullet in their head. They buried them in mass graves. That's how they took care of them. Sick. Just sick. And yet they're being taught that the U.S. is the worst country on the face of the planet. We're a bunch of bullies and all the power we have. We have fed and helped and done more humanitarian efforts to countries across the globe than any other two or three countries put together. We're the ones that run out and save everybody's butt in the middle of the garbage. When Europe was going down hard, we saved the French twice. I mean, you think about something about this country. We had the atomic bomb. We were the most powerful and proved that we could deliver on total destruction. And we didn't do it. If we're such war-mongering, you know, controllers and we want to take over the world, why didn't we do it then? Don't say that nobody would have stood for it because we already had the bombs. Right? We are the nasty country you say we are, some of you believe we are. Why, when we had full power, why didn't we use it? To take everybody over, take everybody out. Why is it that we send, and I love some idiot that responded to this to me once before I was finished. Why do we send aircraft carriers to some of these countries that, these war-torn countries or countries that need help? Why? Because they can feed 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people a day or meals a day. They can convert hundreds of thousands of gallons of seawater into fresh drinking water a day. Right? They have they're floating hospitals for all intents and purposes. So when you think about all that, instead of saying how warmongering we are, how much we want to take over, the things that we want to do, how we occupy all these countries. Well, some of these countries have asked us to be there, specifically want us to protect them. But we're not occupying all these countries. You got to do a little bit of homework, people. Where was I? A report that was published this last Thursday is throwing out these, after doing their surveys, they were shocked. I mean, can you imagine? You're thinking, okay, well, you know, probably 80% of them know what it is, 20%, well, we'll see how the numbers go, and you find out it's pretty much exactly the opposite. Two-thirds of millennials couldn't identify in a survey what Auschwitz was. The survey found that there's critical gaps both in awareness of basic facts as well as the detailed knowledge of the Holocaust. Look, the Holocaust shouldn't be, even today, and this is probably why we have the trouble we have. These kids have not been through hardship. There's nobody sitting in their home. There's no veteran in the house that says, you know, I fought that war. I saw what happened. I went into that concentration camp and pulled those people out of there. They don't know the realities of what other countries have done to their people. And I'm sorry, that is, I can't imagine anybody not knowing what the Holocaust was. Majority of American adults surveyed, 70%, agreed with a statement reading, fewer people seem to care about the Holocaust as much as they used to, and 58% of Americans believe that something like the Holocaust could happen again. You know why it can happen again? Because you don't know about it. You young people don't know how it came about. You don't know how it was allowed to happen. You don't know how we hid ourselves. We hid our heads in the sand. Not us. We weren't going to get involved. The U.S. was not going to get involved in that battle. You know, you could almost say, thank God for Japan. They drug us into kicking and screaming. Could the same thing in Syria have happened? Could the same thing in the Middle East have happened with millions and millions and millions of Christians? Do you even care? The study on the Holocaust awareness and knowledge in the U.S. was conducted between February 23rd and the 27th, involved 1,300 interviews with American adults 18 and older. The study underscores the importance of the Holocaust education in our schools executive vice president of the claims conference, said there remain troubling gaps in Holocaust awareness while survivors are still with us. Imagine when there's no longer survivors. Can you imagine the idiot that goes up to a Holocaust survivor and said, hey, cool tattoo on your arm. What do those numbers mean? And you know what I'm talking about. See, you young people, that was their serial number. That's how they tracked them. Isn't that cool? Israel stood still on Thursday for a national monument of silence, or I'm sorry, national moment of silence, in remembrance of the Jewish victims as a two-minute siren wailed across the country. The nation paid its respects to those symbolically killed, or systematically killed, as every year on Holocaust Remembrance Day, buses and cars, they halt on the streets, they halt on the highways. Israel stepped out of their vehicles, standing with heads bowed to remember the day. I mean, they lost millions, I get it. We lose 3,000 in the Twin Towers falling. Wow, tongue and lip aren't working tonight. We lose 3,000 in Pearl Harbor. I mean, if you sat in a group of young people, and I'm talking a half a dozen of them, how many of them would really know about Pearl Harbor, what it was, who bombed us, and why? I'd be curious. It would, to me, for some of you out there who complain about what these kids know or don't know, you should ask. Really, get with some of your kids, your nieces, your nephews, maybe even your kids when they have people sitting around the table. Just throw out a question or two. Out of giggles. Well, I guess it's giggles. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, NBC News star Chuck Todd. Wow. He may have a few conflicts of interest that he doesn't want to talk about. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money bag guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines.
11S takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumen-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumen-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Grill Joe, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, it's like I got that, somebody sent me this Do You Remember page on Facebook. And usually during the break, I read through your comments and I read through some other stuff. But I haven't been able to get off that page because it's got so many things from when I was a kid on there. Anybody remember Bazooka Bubblegum? Anybody? Raise your hand. Seriously. When I had teeth, my own teeth, I could chew that stuff. It was really great. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. NBC News anchor Chuck Todd was called out for his hypocrisy regarding conflicts of interest during an appearance on WABC's Bernie and Sid radio show out of New York. He's a Meet the Press moderator. He doesn't seem to think that his wife's conflicts should stick to him. Really funny, these guys. Before I even go on and read more of this, when it comes to anybody on the right, Donald Trump, anything his kids do, anything people around him do, anything his wife may have done, all of that stuff, think about it. Right, he wants to attach all of that to Trump, and Trump should be disqualified from so many things or be called out for so many things because of what his kids do, his wife may have done, people around him, his attorney, whatever. It's all his fault. Yet these guys get away with murder, and they're okay with it. Right, so Todd's been vocal about his disagreement over the Fox News-handled mainstream media outrage over Sean Hannity and Sean's relationship with Trump and Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen. Right? But Jeffrey Lord went out and chronicled conflicts of interest surrounding Todd and his wife. Now, his wife is, guess what? She's a Democratic political consultant. Isn't that cool that your husband hosts one of the biggest shows on TV? News shows, I should say. One that is well-respected, I suppose. And here you are running campaigns for Democrats. I wonder if they'd be fed to him. I wonder if you went back and looked what he has done. Anyway, he goes on to say that, when Sid Rosenberg and Bernie McGurk started a chat with Todd by admitting that their friendship with Hannity, which resulted in the Meet the Press monitor claiming that his beef was with Fox News, not forcing Hannity to explain his relationship. He suggested the same way that any time that I've interviewed somebody that my wife has professionally worked for, I let people know that. McGurk fired back saying, hey, some say you haven't, at least most of the time. Todd claimed that anyone who would accuse him of not disclosing relationships didn't do the proper research. It's safe to assume that he was referring to Lord when penned a story earlier Friday for the American Spectator, pointing out that Todd had quite a few conflicts. According to Lord, the writer of the article, Christian Todd, who is married to Chuck, worked with Jim Webb on a 2006 Senate campaign in Virginia. Now, though the relationship wasn't mentioned when Webb appeared on Meet the Press in 2017, I thought he let everybody know. See, even if we miss one thing, it's a big deal. So shouldn't that also apply to them as well? Lord also pointed out that the NBC News star's wife donated the 2016 Democratic vice president nominee Tim Kaine, and that her company received millions from the Bernie Sanders campaign. Nothing there either. Todd never felt that he needed to disclose this during the three recent Kaine interviews on NBC. Todd never disclosed his business relationship in 11 Sanders interviews. So every time he interviewed Sanders, he never said, and, you know, for the record, my wife works for him or is doing work for him or is doing work for Democrats who are supporting his campaign. Right? He said, that's my wife, not me. Why does that line only work for the left? Why does that line always, well, that's not me, that was my attorney. No, that's not me, that was somebody who works for me. When people close to Obama went sideways, the left defended him tremendously. Well, you can't know everything people around you are doing. Todd said his wife didn't sign up to work at NBC, and they can disagree on political issues without the impact of his job performance. Todd said he doesn't control his wife's opinions, calling her an individual who's free to do as she pleases. Well, gee, thanks, Todd. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear you don't duct tape your woman to a chair. McGurk pushed back by saying that critics are simply pointing out a fact when it comes to Todd's wife and conflicts. Todd went on to say, what my wife does is with her money is her business. Judge me on my work. Wow, so what, do they not live together? They don't talk to each other? I think that's hilarious. Of course it's your business. Not that you can dictate to her what to do, but it's your business from a standpoint of, don't you guys work together? Don't you live in the same house? Don't you share the same resources? I'm just curious. Okay, for those of you who are already on this, no need to keep talking about it for you. But others are not. Others don't understand. They're having a sex ed sit-out in this country on, I think it's Monday. Yeah, the 23rd, Monday. And there's a website called sexedsitout.com. People who've got the sign up said, we are sick of the over-sexualization of our children. It takes place every day in the classrooms across the nation. We will pull our kids out of public school on Monday, the 23rd, to protest the graphic gender-bending sexual education that's happening to our young kids. And you know what? I can't show them to you because we're on radio, but I actually pulled the picture from a book that they have in public schools. And I'll tell you what, you would be horrified. And someone wrote today, wrote to me or wrote on one of our posts, "You're making a big deal of this because everybody's entitled to opt out." I am sorry. That is ignorance going somewhere to flourish. That is not true. Your kids, you cannot opt your kids out of everything in school. There are certain things at school, especially when it comes to health, and they consider sex education health. So when it's under the health program, you can't opt out of that. And especially in places like California, where they don't care about your religious concerns or beliefs or anything else. I mean, seriously, this is how bad. This is my child. I'll decide what moral values are for my child, not the public school system. I mean, why don't you guys, government does this all the time. Why don't you guys get reading, writing, arithmetic, history, oh, God, history is a stretch, I guess, but math and science together. Why don't you get that right so we're not a laughing stock of the universe when it comes to education? Why don't you fix that first, and then you can talk about moral, well, even then I don't want you to, but I figure I'm safe. If you agree to get those things right first, then I'm safe with the rest of it. You'll never get to it. But if you're with me, should public schools teach moral values? I don't believe so. Not at all. Not one iota. I'm going to teach you what's right and wrong. I'll teach my kids what kind of marriages are right. I know that'll poke somebody. Or what kind of marriages are wrong. What kind of relationships are okay and what aren't. We did that story the other night about the cheerleader who was still a virgin because of her Christian belief. And she was bullied, berated. So now saving yourself in sexual purity is a bad thing. I have to tell you, we're in the, as a society, we're in the dumpster. Where it's more loving, it's more caring, it makes more sense to have an abortion than adoption. Come on, think about that. Right, so adoption is almost not talked about. They even, the gunman out of Florida, some moron said he is the poster child for why adoption works. Abortion works because he was adopted. If he was aborted, he wouldn't have killed those kids. Wow. You're looking for everything. The reason is everything else but the person. It's guns. It's the fact that he wasn't aborted. It's like, and basically what they're saying there, it is the individual's fault. But they don't just come out and say it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to talk about climate change. We are going to talk about Earth Day. We're going to talk about how 13 of the 13 predictions made back in the 70s that have been tweaked and adjusted over the years still haven't happened. I'm still waiting to see the first 8 stories of all the buildings in downtown New York City to be covered with water. You can't get into the buildings anymore because they're covered with water. These guys are just nut jobs. There's no other explanation. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me. If you're staying with us, we got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Otherwise, you can hop on the website, therealside.com, for more information about me and the show. We'll be back.